And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Newly commissioned water scheme elects Kitweza Chimwema residents. In African news, South Africa roar over army chief's pro-Iran comments. Presents the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of the Chimwema constituency in Kitwe have expressed their gratitude to the government for the construction of a water scheme, one of the 27 projects commissioned in Kitwe district under the Constituency Development Fund CDF. The residents have revealed that they had gone without a piped water for over 10 years, relying on shallow wells that provided dirty water. They have since commended government for the gesture, stating that the water scheme has brought relief to the community. And speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, the residents urged the government to extend a similar project to other areas in the city. The Minister of Green Economy and Environment has released their new results on the pollution incident caused by Sinometers Leach Zambia Limited in February this year. According to the latest findings, the water quality in the affected areas has shown signs of recovery, with pH levels normalizing and heavy metal concentrations declining. Speaking at a media briefing in Lusaka yesterday, Minister of Green Economy and Environment Mike Mbosha emphasized that the water supplied by commercial utilities undergoes a treatment to improve water quality, ensuring it is safe for human consumption. Mr. Mbosha has urged those interested in the scientific methodology and laboratory analysis methods to request the detailed report. He has also assured the nation that the water supplied by the water utility company is safe for the people to use, adding that government will continue to provide updates on the progress made in addressing the pollution incident.
Those who are interested in the scientific methodology, sampling procedures and laboratory analysis methods that produce the results that I have just shared with you this morning. morning that I've just shared with you this morning, to feel free to request for the detailed report from the ministry. We have a report which, again, in the spirit of being transparent, we'll be able to share with the media houses. I hope the copies are ready so that you can follow what we've just given.
Kamala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata says the LCC-led demolition exercise that brought down dozens of makeshift structures belonging to recycling waste collectors operating along the Kamala line of rail was an unfortunate case of mistaken identity. The civic leader was speaking when he visited over 15 members of the Tokyo Way Cooperative whose structures were razed to the ground in an early morning operation by Lusaka City Council. Mr. Simata explained that the section targeted was recognized a group of waste aggregators by the local authority and actively participated and contributed cleaning materials in the Keep Zambia Clean campaign. The Kamala Ward Councillor also bemoaned the lack of consultations when demolitions take place. Meanwhile, the councillor has pledged to continue working with the Tokyo Way waste aggregators for a safer and cleaner Kamala.
Within the city, so these people pick up those plastic and tin materials which are of interest, and they help reduce this garbage, and they also clean up areas which have got historical waste. So this particular group of people actually a registered cooperative, Tokyo Way Cooperative. These are going to go back, but the ones that have to be removed are the ones that are further up the ring road around the Chalala area. These people are not recognized, and they've contributed to not only indiscriminate disposal of waste, which they are getting from unsubscribed households, but they're also believed to involve themselves in crime, attacking unsuspecting people when it's in the evenings and nighttime.
Government has praised the commercial farmers in Mukushi District for partnering with the state to strengthen national food security. The collaboration follows the drought of the 2023-2024 farming season, which had threatened both household and national food reserves. Mukushi District Commissioner Jonathan Kapungwe said in an interview that six commercial farmers worked with the government to cultivate early maize. He noted that the initiative was a direct response to the potential food shortages caused by the prolonged dry spell. Mr. Kapungwe added that the harvested maize has since been delivered to government storage facilities where it will contribute to stabilizing national grain stocks. He commended the farmers for their timely intervention and commitment to supporting the nation in terms of need.
The record indicates that there are only six here in Mukose, and all of them delivered what they were contracted to produce and are supplied to FRA. So we are proud, and we want to encourage more farmers this year that those who participate, let them be faithful like their colleagues, and we continue supporting this government to feed the Zambian people. Yes, indeed, this is an open door policy of this government. All those who want to participate and lend a service to supply food to the Zambian people, government is more than ready to work with.
We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Every 20 seconds, someone wins. In the MTN at 20 Thank You Zambia promo, we're giving away over 10 million kwacha worth of prizes. Daily prizes include data or minutes, cash via Momo, phones, laptops, MiFis, 20,000 kwacha cash every month, and a fully paid weekend getaway for two to Dubai. But guess what? There's more. There's a grand prize of 1 million kwacha to be shared between two lucky winners. You could be a winner in the next 20 seconds. Just buy airtime, minutes, or data the bundles and pay with Momo for a chance to win. Dial *117# or *115# to buy a bundle. Terms and conditions apply. MTN, everywhere you go.
The business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo,
Zambia's casino.
The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Zambia, it's Bongo Bongo Boss level up time. Deposit just 10 kwacha, get free bets, cashback, even Bongo Bongo gear.
Your phone, your vibe, your Bongo Bongo moment.
It's not lag, it's Bongo Bongo. 18 plus, be responsible.